With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Four Republicans are jockeying to replace U.S. Senator John Tester in tomorrow's primary election. The Democratic incumbent is seeking his third term. Presumed frontrunner Matt Rosendale takes plenty of heat for what he is not, a Montana native. Rosendale left Maryland for Montana 16 years ago.
There's only one person I know in this world that was able to select where he was born, and that was 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The rest of us, we just get to pick where we're going to live.
When Rosendale isn't dodging the carpet-bagging barbs, he's busy establishing his conservative bona fides. Rosendale, like his three primary opponents, support the Trump agenda, which he says is based on three pillars: economic expansion, national defense, and, quote, preservation of our culture. In one campaign ad, he topples a television featuring video of John Tester into a pile of cow manure, looks directly into the camera, and declares,
"Montana needs a conservative who's willing to back the Trump agenda and not kowtow to Nancy Pelosi. The Trump tax cuts mean business, and that's why I approve this message."
Former Billings Judge Russ Fagg parts ways with the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying they will end up hurting Montana industry. Fagg wastes no opportunity to remind voters that he's a true fourth-generation Montanan and a law and order candidate.
"The difference between right and wrong is black and white. Because facts don't lie. Criminal illegal aliens threaten America. That's why Judge Russ Fagg supports President Trump's call for secure borders and the death penalty. Because if we don't secure our borders, they'll never stop coming. And murderous illegal aliens must be stopped from killing again."
"I'm Judge Russ Fagg, and I approve this message."
Fagg denied complaints that ad had racist undertones, but eventually pulled it from his YouTube channel. It also highlighted his support for the death penalty, a position not shared by Matt Rosendale, a Catholic who opposes both capital punishment and abortion. Big Sky businessman Troy Downing made his enthusiasm for President Donald Trump abundantly clear in this muscular ad that debuted back in March.
"Troy Downing is a Montanan, war vet, helicopter and jet pilot, and big supporter of President Trump."
The ad labeled Senator John Tester as a Trump opponent. Team Tester portrays the Democratic incumbent as a moderate who sponsored 13 bills that President Trump has signed into law. Republican Downing, meanwhile, faces his own set of residency questions, including accusations of trying to buy Montana resident hunting or fishing licenses as an out-of-state resident. Downing was cited for 7 misdemeanors in July of 2017. He refuted the allegations during the first Republican debate earlier this spring.
"I got my Montana car with my Montana registration, took my Montana driver's license, and I bought my Montana fishing license. The thought that I would try to save $50 on a fishing license is ludicrous."
Downing successfully moved to have his trial on those charges postponed from just before Tuesday to July 25th. State Senator Al Olszewski describes himself as the contest's dark horse. With only $39,000 cash on hand, he trails all the other Republican candidates. He tells the Associated Press that makes him the grassroots anti-establishment favorite. Olszewski says he would have opposed the federal omnibus spending bill signed by President Trump. He wants to eliminate waste through entitlement reform and use additional revenue sources like royalties from drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to pay down the federal deficit.
"And the first place I would pay it off is the Medicare Trust Fund and the Social Security Trust Fund, because they're not entitlements. They were set up to be a retirement program that everybody voted for a common good."
Like Matt Rosendale and Troy Downing, Olszewski opposes the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Water Compact, a negotiated agreement to codify tribal, private, and state water rights.
"So as your next U.S. Senator, that's one of the first things that I'm going to do, is I'm going to kill this compact and create a compact that's no different than the other 7 tribes."
Russ Fagg balks at the federal cost estimates of the compact, but he describes the legislation that passed the State House as the best that could be done. Without it, he says, the issue would drag on in perpetuity. Matt Rosendale closed out the pre-primary financial reporting period with $392,000 in the bank. The conservative Club for Growth has spent over $1 million on his behalf. Russ Fagg follows with $363,000 cash on hand. He's financially backed by a number of Montana politicians, including former Congressman Rick Hill and the late Governor Judy Martz. Troy Downing is a distant third with almost $73,000 reported in this last period. He spent a total of over $1 million of his own money on the campaign. All these figures pale in comparison to the $6.3 million in incumbent John Tester's campaign war chest. That will certainly change as November's general election draws near. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.